This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Two African countries have been struck by natural disasters just days apart. Just over a week ago, a devastating earthquake struck Morocco, killing over 2,000 people. In the same weekend, Libya experienced a Mediterranean storm causing deadly floods and killing over 11,000 people. Aid organization Gift of the Givers was more than ready to offer assistance, but Morocco refused international aid, whilst Libya was relieved to have help and requested urgent intervention. Unfortunately, due to travel logistics, the mission had to be cancelled. I'm now joined by Gift of the Givers founder, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Thank you so much for your time, Doctor. We do appreciate it. Maybe just tell us what's the status on both Morocco and Libya in terms of aid being provided to both of these countries.
Good evening, Heidi. In terms of Morocco, they said they can manage. You know, from the first day when the earthquake hit on the 1st of September, they received calls for assistance from many countries in the world. And they very politely told our embassy, they told our government, they told us that, look, at the moment, we're taking teams from Spain, support from Qatar, from the UK, and from the UAE. And we will manage this disaster on our own. And, you know, they tell you the armed forces are in full force in the different areas. And they refused, well, very politely said, they didn't take up the offer. They politely, you know, did not take on the offer of assistance. And they said, look, the other challenge they have in the initial days was there's too many boulders, the roads are closed, teams will not be able to get in, and teams will get frustrated. So they basically turned down aid from the rest of the world. We, as a policy, don't impose our assistance on any country or any group. It has to come from them. But as a courtesy, being an African country, we offer them that support through the government and through various channels. On the Libyan side, it's totally opposite.
Yeah, sorry, continue.
It's okay, you can...
Continue,
on the Libyan
Doctor.
Side, it's totally... Yes, on the Libyan side, it's totally opposite. They've been calling from the president's office, from his ministers, from different departments, the disaster center, the ambassador in South Africa, Libyan doctors in South Africa, Libyan personnel on the ground in Tripoli and Derna, ordinary people inside Libya. The calls have been flooding in and in from Libyans in other parts of the world. Please, can you help? And they all come with the same request. We need highly trained personnel. I mean, we specialize in that. We got together teams, search and rescue personnel. SAP has joined us with 5 dogs and handlers. We have another private tour of handlers and dogs. Because it's a water disaster, it's more like a tsunami, because the water took out all the buildings like an earthquake. So it requires search and rescue and personnel and equipment. It requires aquatic personnel on boats. They ask for that, the search and rescue dogs, medical equipment, search and rescue equipment, and supplies. We put all of that together. But because of Libya's history since 2011, and the country is split in 2 governments, in the east and the west, and there's armed groups, there's no regular airlines that fly to the country. And the problem is you can't fly this to any part of the country. You need to get closest to Derna. Otherwise, it becomes impossible in terms of logistics to move equipment, dogs, boats, and it just takes too long. And the security is an issue with armed groups all over the country. Also, it's a country where people are taken hostage. South African Helco van Deventer was taken hostage in Libya and is currently still held hostage in Mali. So these were the challenges. The only way to overcome that was to charter a plane and to fly into Tobruk, which was 180 kilometers away from Derna. The Libyan presidency said, we will send all people to meet you, send the cars, you know, vehicles, support, provide accommodation. There's 2 field hospitals. You can choose whichever one you want. We'll escort you and do the disaster itself. We couldn't fly a single company in the world wanting to fly to Tobruk. They said insurance risk is too high, the cost is too high, it's dangerous on the ground, they can't wait there. And only one airline finally agreed, and the cost, $850,000, almost 16 million rand. It became an impossibility. And unfortunately, we had to cancel that. But there's new developments now.
So just lastly, Dr. Suleiman, do you find it to be worth the risk, given what you've just explained, the safety concerns around getting into Libya?
I would never risk my teams. Our standard rule is the teams come first. You know, I would never risk any teams because it's a responsibility. Their husbands, their wives, their brothers, their sisters, of many people, I would never put them at risk for that. You know, the Libyan government offered to send a plane to fetch us. But, you know, I will never take a mission where I'm not in control of the logistics. And the most critical aspect of disaster intervention, especially where there's armed groups and disorder, is how to get out, not how to get in. And that's why if the plane's not in our control, we will not respond. But something else has happened. We don't want to leave them in the dark because they've been crying. They need personnel. They need formalin to preserve those bodies. Bodies that, you know, need to be embalmed. They need energy for drinks, energy foods, foods for children. They've asked for medical supplies. We said, all right, send your plane and we'll fill it. Right now, they're busy with OR Tambo. They're waiting for feedback. They want to send a 30-ton plane to get to South Africa. We will fill that plane with urgent supplies. We're also looking at airlifting items from Dubai through companies we've used before in Syria and other parts of the world to send them full medical supplies to Tripoli and onwards into Benghazi and Derna. Also, the huge request for body bags. So we are starting a fundraising campaign, and we're hoping that by Wednesday, we'll fill that 30-ton plane and hopefully even fill more planes after that and send stuff from Dubai. So we're not leaving them totally in the lurch, but they will need us, qualified search and rescue personnel. Unfortunately, I can't just put my teams on the ground.
Certainly. Well, thank you for the work that you are doing. I think they are in absolute desperate need to get assistance. I mean, in Libya, 11,000 people have been reported to have died from those deadly floods. So any aid is, of course, needed there. Thank you so much. That was Gift of the Givers founder, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman.